This is Bill Lawrence coming live from the Hudson Studio for WGXC. And I just wanted to give everybody the pleasure of listening to that music one last time. So as soon as it's over, I'll be right back. That was Blondie, and of course, my name is Bill Lawrence. You're listening to The World According to Lawrence, a radio show that comes to you once a month on Tuesday. Today is February 18th, 2015, and this just happens to be our last radio show. My colleague and I put together 2 years of shows once a month, and the radio station, WGXC, was gracious enough to give me some air time. I was allowed to come on the air and do my spiel and then go away for a month and come back again. So I just wanted to thank them for the opportunity to have been here for 2 years and to, of course, thank you, the listeners, those of you that are out there listening to the radio program, The World According to Lawrence, to let you know that it's been a pleasurable 2 years, something I've always wanted to do in my life. It's been sort of like a bucket list for me to be able to come to you live at least once a month and express my views, plays my music, and, you know, sometimes make a fool of myself. I, just for the sake of disclosure, am a Greene County legislator. I reside in the town of Cairo, New York, in Greene County. I was elected to the legislature back in 1980 and have been doing the people's work ever since. I was a former teacher at the Cairo Durham High School. I taught chemistry and physics, photography, math, a whole bunch of things. You know, the early years of teaching, you sort of fill in wherever they need help. I've been retired for about 10 years from that particular duty, and now I'm sort of free, freelance, doing what I want, doing politics for the most part, and then, of course, working on things like radio shows. So I have a colleague, my good friend here, Deborah Kemica. She's the Cairo Public Library librarian, and she has been my right-hand person for the 2 years that we've been on the show. And I was going to have Deb say hello to you, but she's not here. She decided to skip our last show. So I called her up. I said, are you ready to do the radio show? She says, I'm sick. So I said, well, sick of the show? She goes, no, sick physically. I guess she caught the flu or some sort of ailment, which has kept her home today. So unfortunately, she will not be able to say goodbye to you as well. But just so that we're all on even keel here, Deborah was the one who talked me into doing this show a couple years ago, long before that, 3 years ago. She's been with the station in the 4 years they've been in existence. She was on their original board, their original radio board, which sort of set policy and the standards for the show that you're hearing today. She, of course, has dedicated her life to public service as well, and she's been a very, very instrumental part of the radio station history. So it's unfortunate she cannot be here today, but I know she would want to wish you well as you continue your expressions of freedom on this radio station, and hopefully you will support it continually for the next whatever number of years as they try to get radio programs on the air that are for the people and the people alone. I'm just going to start out with a little song from the Blondie movie, the Blondie disc here that I have. Take a listen to Heart of Glass.
Love's gone.
Okay, that was Heart of Glass by Blondie. And I hate to tell you this, but this is going to be an all Blondie day today. All Blondie for the hour. I have two great music loves, the music of Deborah Harry and Blondie, and of course ABBA, which I used to play for God knows how long in my high school years. As I taught chemistry and physics, I would use their music whenever I could fit it into the program. In any case, as I said earlier, this is our, by the way, that little dead spot you heard before I put the music on was because I'm working alone here today. I miss my partner, Deb Kamica. She's not here today, and so I have to do everything by myself. I haven't quite got enough hands to make sure that I press all the buttons at the right time. And now, keep this in mind, I only do this show once a month. So I come over here once a month, I record it, or I do it live, and then I play it on the air on Tuesdays. And today, of course, is Tuesday, February 18th. And if we're doing this every week, or if I had to do it every day, imagine the amount of work that goes into doing a radio program once a week or once a day, every day on the air. So that's why WGXC is so unique, because they allow people like me who had no radio experience, just a big mouth at times, to come on the air and give you my viewpoints, play my music. And for an hour, I was somewhere else. I wasn't in politics and I wasn't at home. I was somewhere on the air. And radio, you know, public radio is so amazing because you can do pretty much anything that perks up somebody's imagination, whether it's music or voiceovers or topics, and you can make them imagine things that they never imagined before. So when Deb talked to me about 3 years ago about putting this program on the air, and thanks to Tom Rowe and Galen, his wife, they were more than happy to let me go on the air for at least an hour a week, an hour a month. I took the opportunity and I did what I could to make the show at least as interesting as I could to the people who were listening to it on the outside, mostly in Columbia and Greene counties. I'm sort of conservative. I certainly don't play Al Jazeera news on here. And I'm kind of saddened by the fact that I'm going to be going before Barack Obama goes from the presidency. I was sort of hoping to outlive him on the air. He is he has been something that I've talked about a lot on this show. In any case, WGXC, let's talk about that for a minute. I was there in the early days when they tried to get this program, this radio station, off the ground. And they had their troubles. They had to go through quite a lot of hoops to get the place started out there in Acre, New York, where the Wave Farm is now. But they persevered, and they allowed people with ordinary lives to come on the air and do a show for once a month or once a week or once a day, whatever it took to make the programs go for 24/7. And I have to give that credit to Tom and Galen for persevering and making sure that the public had an opportunity to listen in and get their chance to be part of this radio station. And believe me, local radio is the freest form of expression that you've got in the United States, because there's nobody editing it. There's nobody telling you how to do your program. It's been great to be on the air. In that vein, the WGXC radio station is having a fundraising drive this week. And it started on Valentine's Day, I guess, because Valentine's Day is a day of love. And if you love your radio, your local radio, you'll help support it. And you can do that by donating to the cause, money of any size, from dollar bills to $100 bills. It doesn't matter. If you've got some extra cash, you like to support local radio, and you've been listening to this radio station, then give them a call at 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400. Call up, talk to the people who are waiting for your phone call, make a donation, and keep this radio station on the air. If you prefer, you can stop down here in person. Meet the gang that will gladly greet you and, of course, take your money. They are at 704 Columbia Street, the second floor in Hudson, New York. And you can stop in, make a donation, talk to the staff. Maybe if you have an idea for a radio show of your own, you can talk to them about how to go about doing that and getting on the air yourself. Or you can donate to wgxc.org/donate. And go on the web, if you're more technically savvy than I am, go on the web and make a donation over the internet. And that would certainly help out the people at the station, helps out the programmers that are trying to give you some original, creative style of materials that you can only do on the air, and I think it will help Columbia and Greene counties be a little bit different than some of the other counties that exist in New York State. So there you have it. That's my fundraising drive talk for the day, and I'll continue to remind you about the phone numbers, the website, and the location. You can come and do any one of those three or all three if you like, and help out the radio station. Okay, we're going to go back to Blondie again, and this time we're going to play the next song on my list is Dreaming, which is, of course, a favorite of mine as well. And here we go, right here. Dreaming is free. And what I'm dreaming of is warmer weather. I think most of us out there are doing the same. This winter has been one heck of a cold winter. Snowy. More snow coming today, I guess, or somewhere around this week. I'm sure it just sort of all blurs into one big snowstorm. And it gets back to the World According to Lawrence, the radio show you're listening to right now on WGXC 90.7 FM on your radio dial. Again, this is our last show. My name is Bill Lawrence, and giving up the ghost, so to speak, letting somebody else come in, take my hour of time, and do something creative for the listeners out there. Again, I came on the radio station about 2 years ago. This is actually our 24th show, once a month for 24 months is 2 years, right? Yeah, my math is good. And I want to thank people who have listened to it, who have responded to my questions, who have responded to seeing us in person, who let us know they either like or dislike the show. And whether you like or dislike it, really it's important just to make sure that you listen, find out what's on the air, so that the radio station itself can get an idea of what the listening public likes out there in Columbia and Greene counties. In order to keep them on the air, remember, we're looking for donations this week. It's a pledge drive. We're trying to raise some money to keep the radio station solvent. And you can do that by calling 518-697-7400. Or you can go to the website, wgxc.org/ donate, or you can come here right in person and hand it over yourself. Make sure it gets into the hands of the people who will spend it on your behalf. And that is at 704 Columbia Street, the second floor in Hudson, New York. So there you have it, a way of making sure that you do your duty to keep this radio station alive on the air, and people like me a chance to listen to, or a chance for people like me to program some of their ideas and let you listen to them, whether you like them or not. Again, it's all a matter of how you take things. So we have some other people to thank. I got to thank my wife, of course, Peg. She has been very supportive of me being over here on the air, going at least one day a month to record or to be here live, set up my programming, get my music together. It's a lot of hard work, as I pointed out earlier. My son, Mike, and my daughter, Sonia, they have all been very good listeners. And, of course, my grandchildren, Lissy and Tori, have been good fans of ours. Even though they may not understand all the talk we have on the show, they've been very good about making sure that they are fans of their grandfather. So here we are going with our third song. This one is called The Tide Is High. Listen to this one.
Thank you.
Okay, that was The Tide Is High by, again, Blondie. It's an all Blondie hour, so you're going to have to deal with that for at least the next half hour or so. Again, I just wanted to thank my listening public out there who have listened to the show over the last 2 years. It's been a real opportunity for me, and it's been a pleasure to be on the air at least once a month to express my views and play my music. We started this program out 2 years ago. We were mostly political in nature. We talked about all the topics of the day. We were a little bit more conservative than some of the other shows on WGXC. And although I would never play Al Jazeera on my show, I certainly know that the radio station played it on their station during the week. And again, it goes back to my basic philosophy that I may not agree with you, but I will fight to the end to make sure that you are have an opportunity to speak. And I think everybody deserves that particular philosophy that although we may not agree with people, we can be agreed or disagree, and we don't have to take it out on them violently or in any other manner besides the fact that we're courteous and go our own separate ways. And I think that's been the premise of this show, is that you may not agree with what I say, but I do appreciate the fact that you've listened to it. And again, it was not meant with any kind of malice, and certainly not meant to be the speaker of everybody in the United States. It's just my particular views, and the disclosure we played every hour prior to my coming on the air was the fact that the opinions that are expressed in the show are mine and mine alone. My colleague, Deborah, who has, of course, abandoned me today, also made that point that she didn't agree with me all the time either, and she had her own particular views, which is the way I like things. And I like people who are direct and upfront and let me know what they're thinking, because it's so much easier to figure out than the beat-around-the-bush crowd that sometimes you find in politics or in work in general. Just to remind you that as we do our Winter Pledge Drive, we have a couple of things coming up on February 20th. We have an open mic at the Carroll Library. There's a live broadcast that will be done on WGXC 90.7 FM. If you're interested in being part of that program, you want to be on the mic, you want to give it a shot, go see Deborah at the Carroll Library and she'll sign you up. Again, she's not here today. She couldn't make it to say her farewells, but if you have something nice to say to her when you see her in person at the Carroll Library, that would be appropriate. And we also have an anniversary cocktail party coming up on February 27th. Celebrate WGXC from 6 to 9 at the Stair Galleries, 549 Warren Street in Hudson. Tickets are available now at WGXC4thAnniversary.BrownPaperTickets.com. WGXC4thAnniversary.BrownPaperTickets.com. And you can get those online and enjoy a night out with the staff and supporters of WGXC 90.7 FM. Okay, we're going to go to another song. This is called In the Flesh by Blondie, of course.
Yeah.
Flesh by Blondie. Again, going back to where we are this week. Today is, of course, February 18th, 2015. We're in the middle of a pledge drive for radio station WGXC.org, 90.7 FM on your FM dial. This is the last show for The World According to Lawrence. It's a farewell show. I'm playing all Blondie today. And I had to say farewell to my colleague, Deborah Chemica. She left me earlier because she got sick, not of the show, but physically sick because of some bug that's going around. And we're looking for donations to keep the station afloat. And if, again, I'll repeat this several times, you can do so by calling 518-697-7400, or you can go to the internet, wgxc.org/donate, or you can come into the station itself, meet the staff, and make a donation in person. 704 Columbia Street, second floor, Hudson, New York. And speaking of the staff, I just wanted to thank the staff members of WGXC. They've been very gracious, very friendly, very easy to deal with in spite of all my limitations. I was first trained by Shanika McIntosh way back 2 years ago, and she left the station, was replaced by Katie Donnelly, and who has put up with me in many occasions where I've plugged in a flash drive and shut the station down. And she did it with a smile on her face. She never swore at me. She never got nasty. That's the kind of people that you get at the station. The station manager, Lynn Schoenricker, has been very friendly and very kind and always happy to see us, no matter how much trouble we cause. Sarah Kendo, Jessica Puglisi, the whole bunch of them have been just great. And they don't get paid a lot of money, but they do have a love for the medium, and that, of course, is public radio. So I encourage you to help them out, keep them working, keep the radio station on the air. If you can make a donation, that would be great. And if you want to do a program of your own, just ask. They'll be more than happy to help you go through the steps that it takes to become a programmer on WGXC. Okay, we're going to continue with Blondie, and this particular one is called Sunday Girl. Sunday Girl.
Can't catch up with the working crowd. The weekend mood and she's feeling proud.
Okay, that was Sunday Girl by Deborah Harry. And again, we're playing All Blondie All Hour today, Tuesday, February 18th, 2015. And I just want to remind you that WGXC is in the middle of a pledge drive. And if you can help them out, they'd appreciate it. And a couple of events they have coming up. Open mic at the Carroll Library. The librarian there is Deborah Kamica. She is my co-host here most days. We've done this show 24 times. We've come over here and made the recording so that they could play it on the air, or we've done it live so that we could take phone calls. In any case, those 24 times, we've never missed a day that it was due, and the only time it didn't play was because I had plugged, like I said before, a flash drive into the system and knocked the station out. So they couldn't play at that time, but they did some sort of fill-in. I guess it was an old show. They'd all sound the same, I guess, after a while. But as I pointed out also earlier, that the show started out pretty political. And when it comes to political commentary, you need somebody like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Mark Levin. They do it better at the federal level than I could ever do. And locally, between Columbia and Greene counties, the people that you have in office, for the most part, are just like you and I. They want to do the best they can for the people they serve. Their agendas are not to seek higher office most of the time. They're not out there for themselves. They're out there to help you. And so cut them a bit of slack when you see them, because being in politics is a tough job. 24/7, 365 days a year, no breaks, no vacations, no ability to turn the phone off. You've got to be available for everybody whenever they need you. And that's the same with this radio station. It's on 24/7. They do shows all the time. They are trying to find an outlet for you to listen to something other than the regional broadcast or the syndicated shows that are on the other radio stations. So WGXC has the ability to tailor the needs of the people in Columbia and Greene County specifically without having to resort to some sort of regional approach. And for that, I think you should be very happy. All right, we're going to go back to Blondie, and this one now is called Hanging on the Telephone.
I'm in the phone booth. It's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just had to call.
We've been hanging on the telephone. We've been hanging on the telephone.
I heard your mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said I told you to ignore.
Okay, hanging on the telephone. We have operators hanging on the phone waiting for you to call. Make a pledge to radio station WGXC. You can do that by calling 518-697-7400. talk to somebody. We'll take your name, address, and your donation and get back to you. Or you can go online, wgxc.org/donate. Or you can come into the station itself, 704 Columbia Street, floor, the second floor, Hudson, New York, and do it in person if you like. Again, all the programmers on this radio station do not get paid. There are no commercial breaks. The only way that we keep going is by donations of people like you out there listening to the show like this or any of the shows that are on the radio station network. And because you like what we do or you like what the radio station does, you want to keep it going, you want to support it, pledge a dollar, pledge $100, pledge whatever you can and keep the radio station going for the next few years. The thing about commercials, of course, if you get paid commercials, you have to cater to the interest of those people that are paying you. And the only people we have to cater to on this radio station are those of you listening to this radio station on 90.7 FM. Nobody else matters. So just because nobody's paying the bills except for the people who listen to the show, that's our only commitment is to the people who listen to the show. So again, I'll go through this for one more or two more times. We're having a pledge drive. You can do a pledge by calling the radio station, 518-697-7400. Or you can do it online, wgxc.org/donate. Or come in person, come up the stairs and meet the people who put on the shows. And it's at 704 Columbia Street, second floor in Hudson, New York. Okay, we're going to play Blondie again. I know you probably guessed that already, but this one is going to be called Rapture. I like this song because it was one of the first rap songs actually played on air, one that was something that I did like. The rap songs that came after that were not to my liking for the most part. And I have to give credit to Deborah Harry for putting this one together.
Wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, it's gonna eat 'em all. we're here and have a hassle with the human race. Sang hip hop and don't stop, just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
That was Rapture by Blondie, one of the first rap songs, I think, that came across the radio station airwaves. And again, my name is Bill Lawrence. This is the radio show, The World According to Lawrence, on WGXC FM, 90.7 FM on your radio style. We are, this is the swan song for this show, so I hate to say that for those of you that listen in a religious way to all the shows that are on WGXC. But it's time to hang up my earphones and go off and do something else and let somebody else come on to the airwaves and entertain you or annoy you or whatever I've done over the last 2 years. And again, WGXC 90.7 FM is a radio show and a radio station that exists solely on public donations. And of course, they're in the middle of a pledge drive this week. If you have the opportunity, you have some extra cash, and you can donate it to a worthy cause, 518-697-7400, and give that to the operator that will pick up the phone for you. Or go online, wgxc.org /donate, and do it online. And, of course, you can always come here in person, see what the radio station's all about, at 704 Columbia Street, the second floor in Hudson, New York. And you can talk to people about putting on your own show. If you don't like the music that you hear, maybe you want to play some of your own. Maybe you should become a programmer. If you don't like the politics of some of the programmers like mine, a conservative bent for the most part, then come on and do your own and get on the air and let people know what you're thinking. That's what the beauty of public broadcasting, a radio station like WGXC. It gives the opportunity for people like you and me to get on the air and be a little bit different than the trend that you see nationally or statewide with radio stations, TV stations, and printed media like newspapers. So with that in mind, let me play one of my favorite songs from Blondie. This is called Call Me. And if you have a chance, you can call the radio station too. Here we go.
Come on.
call me. Call the radio station. Call WGXC and make a pledge. Keep the radio station going for another year, another 2 years, another 10 years, and make sure that your voice is heard by Columbia and Greene County. Again, this is Bill Lawrence. This is The World According to Lawrence. In our swan song days of the show, we're ending the show today. Is our last recorded program. And again, I wanted to thank everyone out there who has taken the time to listen to my show, to make comments, or to give me some constructive advice as to how to do the show besides get off the air, which maybe will come from a couple of people. However, my thanks to radio station WGXC, to the staff, to Tom and Galen Rowe, and to Deb Kemica, my partner. Most days, she missed one day out of 2 years, and that was today. And of course, to my family for putting up with me, and to the public in Columbia and Greene County, especially Greene, who put up with me for a lot of years as I taught or did legislative work on their behalf. And now it's time to close out the show, and I'm going to close it out with the show, the song that I start with almost every time we come on the air. That's the Deborah Harry Blondie one, which is called One Way or Another. Just take a listen to this. And again, my thanks. Been nice being part of your lives on a once-a-month basis. I hope things continue successfully for the radio station. And I hope that you, as a listening audience, take this radio station seriously. Keep it on the air. It's been a very, very good outlet for people like you and I who have to listen to pre-programmed shows on radio, TV, and so on. So with that, my best wishes to everybody out there.
I'll meet ya.